Why do some Christians experience dramatic transformation while others, despite years of faithful church attendance and Bible study, remain frustrationally stuck in the same patterns? Perhaps you've memorized scripture, attended countless small groups, and genuinely committed to change. Yet when stress hits, you react in ways that surprise even yourself. The disconnect between knowing what's right and actually doing it isn't a willpower problem or a faith deficit. It's a design issue. We've been practicing half-brained Christianity. Modern neuroscience reveals something revolutionary about spiritual formation. Our brains operate through two complementary systems. The left hemisphere handles logic, language, and theological understanding, while the right hemisphere governs relationships, emotions, and character formation. Traditional discipleship approaches overwhelmingly favor left brain activities, teaching doctrine, studying scripture, making logical commitments. Yet character, those automatic responses that reveal who we truly are under pressure, develops primarily through right brain processes. This explains why you can ace a theology exam, yet struggle with patience in traffic, or perfectly articulate God's love while feeling emotionally distant from Him during crisis. Knowledge alone doesn't transform character. It requires the proper relational soil where that knowledge can take root and flourish. Your right hemisphere samples your environment 6 times per second, far faster than conscious awareness. It constantly monitors faces, assesses safety, interprets emotional cues, and maintains social bonds. This rapid response system governs character formation by continuously asking, "What would my people do that reflects our deepest values?" This happens largely below conscious awareness, explaining why immediate reactions often bypass conscious intentions. Character develops through relational connection, not accumulating information. Think of learning a language. You don't become fluent by memorizing grammar rules alone. You need immersion in a community of speakers. Similarly, becoming more Christ-like requires immersion in communities where Christ-like responses are modeled and reinforced. When both hemispheres work in harmony, transformation happens naturally. The right side, fast track, provides immediate emotional responses, while the left side follows with analysis. But focusing exclusively on left brain strategies, teaching, studying, choosing, while neglecting right brain relational environments creates a developmental bottleneck. We're essentially trying to build character with half our brain tied behind our back. Think of your spiritual life as a high-performance vehicle. Without fuel, even the best engine won't move. Joy functions as that essential fuel, not happiness or positive thinking, but the specific neurological experience of having someone's face light up with delight at being with you. Scripture emphasizes this face-to-face connection. The Aaronic blessing mentions God's face shining upon us. Moses' face glowed after encountering God. Our brains are designed to respond to faces as the primary conduit for joy. When someone's face lights up at seeing us, our brain receives the relational nutrition it needs to thrive. Joy acts as emotional fuel, helping regulate emotions and providing strength to endure suffering. Like Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, joy doesn't remove pain, but keeps us relationally connected during distress. Research shows individuals with strong joy capacity maintain relationships even during conflict, combining joy with unpleasant emotions rather than being overwhelmed. Without joy, we turn to pseudo-joys, non-relational substitutes like food, social media, alcohol, or pornography that temporarily shut off unpleasant emotions but ultimately trap us in addictive cycles. Churches that ignore joy leave this crucial variable to chance, explaining why discipleship training works inconsistently. Some arrive with full joy tanks, while others run on empty. While joy provides fuel, hesed supplies the relational infrastructure where transformation happens. This Hebrew term, meaning steadfast love or loving kindness, describes enduring connection through loyal care for another's well-being. Brain scan studies reveal human identity develops primarily through attachments. Joyful, secure attachments build healthy brain architecture, while fearful ones damage relational capacity. Our primary identity forms through joyful interaction, creating neurological circuits representing faces engaged in positive connection. Jesus established love as the greatest commandment and used the vine branch metaphor to illustrate our attachment relationship with Him. He described Hesed in familial terms. He and the Father make their home with us, transforming believers from fearful slaves to delighted family members. Yet many churches prioritize strategic plans over nurturing Hesed attachments, functioning more like efficient institutions than authentic families. The Ephesian church provides a sobering warning. Jesus commended their hard work and doctrinal purity, but rebuked them for forsaking their first love. Without Hesed, a congregation ceases to be a true church. Low Hesed churches develop transactional cultures where relationships become performance-based, people become disposable, and attachments remain shallow, hindering genuine transformation as people learn to perform rather than truly belong. While Western culture emphasizes individualistic, be yourself messaging, our brains naturally develop group identity around age 12, forming character through our strongest attachments and community values. Jesus established this pattern by proclaiming the kingdom of heaven and teaching kingdom values through the Sermon on the Mount. Our brains ask, "Who am I? How do my people act now?" every sixth of a second, shaping our instant reactions. When functioning properly, this control center integrates our circumstances with our group identity, producing spontaneous joy and peace. When it desynchronizes, we forget who we are and revert to old patterns. Without a high-joy Hesed community with strong group identity, willpower alone cannot prevent non-Christian behavior. Character, our embedded automatic responses, cannot be changed directly through willpower, though it helps us clean up messes through apologies. Even with abundant joy, strong Hesed, and clear group identity, we sometimes fail to act according to Jesus' character. This is where healthy correction becomes essential. Toxic shame says, "You are bad," with no solution, while healthy shame says, "I love you, but believe you stopped acting like yourself." Jesus demonstrates this with Martha, beginning with, "Martha, Martha," affirming their attachment before correcting her priorities. Communities need well-formed identity statements like, "We are a people who eagerly accept correction, knowing that correction forms us into the image of Christ." We're recovering discipleship through neurological insights into how God designed our brains for Christ-like character. The relational soil isn't human invention. It's based on God-designed circuits embedded with His image. Full brain training builds this foundation, increasing joy capacity through gratitude and facial expressions, learning to quiet our nervous systems, maintaining joy during difficult emotions, and bringing Jesus' perspective into childhood trauma. The transformation is profound. People experience deeper connection to their bodies, feeling God's love viscerally. Their minds become less cluttered, triggers diminish, and past traumas lose their emotional charge. In full-brained communities, worship creates joy, relational attunement, and shared identity. Full-brained churches decentralize leadership, functioning as interdependent networks like families. Ministry isn't reserved for professionals. Everyone participates, while mature leaders keep meetings focused on building up the community. These communities attract people through their love and joy. The path forward isn't about working harder at spiritual disciplines or acquiring more knowledge. It's about creating relational environments where transformation naturally occurs. When we build communities with joy, Hesed, group identity, and healthy correction, we provide the soil where character flourishes. Your transformation isn't just about what you know or choose. It's about who you're connected to and how those relationships shape who you're becoming.